This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
My Aunt Mary, who was 107 years old, died on May the 4th. I didn't find out until May the 12th because my family's so dysfunctional that they don't even check in on a woman who's 107 years old. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I tell you this because I want you to understand the type of things that people go through. Life goes on through all of this nonsense, whether we're talking about the Chinese Wuhan virus or we're talking about Democrats' scandalous, the scoundrels that they are trying to depose the president, and the more we find out about them, all the things that are going on, right? Still, life goes on. And in this case, death goes on. I couldn't go to my great aunt's funeral because, number one, my dysfunctional family didn't even bother to tell me that she died. I called her about 2 weeks ago, and she sounded horrible, and I told her I'd call her back, which I didn't get the chance to, obviously. When you're dealing with somebody 107 years old, trust me, urgency is call back right away. But she was obviously in pain, and I could sense it, so I just didn't bother. I figured I'd let her heal, you know, thinking in normal terms, but a 107-year-old woman doesn't heal normally. I'm sure they'll credit my great-aunt's death to the Chinese Wuhan virus, even though she was 107 years old, and when I'd seen her 3 or 4 years ago, she said to me, "You might as well stay for the funeral, baby." And I said, "Hey, Mary, you're going to live to be a lot longer than this." And she lasted an additional 3 or 4 years, which God bless her for that. But two reasons why I can't go say goodbye to the woman who lived longer than anybody in our family, longer than most people in history, had been hit by a semi in 1957. She worked at a factory. Semi just tore her up. She always had a little bit of a slump. She slumped over to her left because of that. She should have been a rich woman, but she got hit by a semi in a time when black folks didn't get to get money from things like that. Anyway, she passed away. Aunt Mary, love you. Love you, love you. Can't tell you how many things that you taught me. I didn't get to meet her until she was 93 years old. That's right. 14 years ago was the first time I met her or anybody on my father's side of the family. I'm telling you this because I just want you to know the little bit of pain that I'm going through right now, not being able to say goodbye to somebody that was so important to me. She doted on me. She saw the best part of my father in me. And that's a really big compliment to me because my dad was an amazing guy. He was an amazing piece of crap. He was a scoundrel. But on his good side, he was an amazing guy. My aunt only saw that in him because she saw that talent. She saw that it was the people that he was around who created him. That nature-nurture thing. I say this as a warning to Democrats. Look at who you're surrounding yourselves with. You're probably good people. You're just surrounded by scoundrels and lying skanks. My great-grandmother could see the beauty inside of people. Something that she's taught me to do. And, you know, we'll miss her. We'll miss her. Used to go see her every year when I go to the Indy 500. Took my oldest son up to see her with my youngest son. Because my oldest son happened to be in town. I said, "Let's go drive up and see your Aunt Mary. You don't know who she is, but she's an important person in our family." The Jackson side of my family was my mom was on the Eagle side. My father was a Jackson side. The Jackson side were scoundrels. All the men in the Jackson side of the family that I knew had been to prison. They were bad people. But I learned on that side of the family with my maternal grandmother's side, the Woolridges, that we had doctors and lawyers and judges and congressmen, assembly people. It wasn't an embarrassment. And that's a good thing for your family to learn, is that there's good and there's bad. There's good and there's bad in everybody, and there's good and there's bad in America. And the bad right now are the Democrats, and they're hyperventilating right now. They're the dysfunctional ones. They're hyperventilating over Obamagate. knowing, learning that the person that they saw is the patriarch of their party, the revival of the Democratic Party, is a lying skank himself, Barack Obama. Baby Black Jesus, he is the tip of the spear with this. These guys are hyperventilating because the person that they want to replace Donald Trump is a liar, and he's got sexual assault allegations against him. They're hyperventilating because the Republicans are in search, folks, for the truth in various things. They want to know, what about Tara Reid, Me Too movement, women on the left that dare say Donald Trump is a misogynist, etc.? What say you about Joe Biden? What say you about knowing, learning that your party, the people all the way up and down the food chain, the people that are supposed to be protecting the rights of the citizens of America were all colluding together, co-conspirators in trying to get rid of Donald Trump? They're in triage. The California 25 special election. Los Angeles. Got some numbers for you. We'll talk about that later in the broadcast. Not good for the Democrats. And then what about this fake crap going on all around the country in Democrat-controlled states where they want to keep you on lockdown? They don't want you to go back to work. What about learning that these Chinese Wuhan death numbers are a joke? 92%, get this, 92% of the Chicago Wuhan, Chinese Wuhan deaths are related to something else. Not even the real cause of death. Here's what this thing reads. This finding is important because Governor J.B. Pritzker has refused to release any statewide, they call it comorbidity data as part of this official Illinois Department of Health releases. They asked him on April 21st, give us the data that shows why you want to keep this state on lockdown, how people are really dying. Nope, not going to do it. They want to know who's most at risk, and you already know the answer. Who's most at risk? 107-year-old women. And my 107 or 107-year-old people, I shouldn't just make it sexist. My 107-year-old Aunt Mary didn't die of Chinese Wuhan. She died because she was 107 years old. But if she lived in Chicago, you can bet they'd be getting that $39,000 check so they could say, this is what she died from. They don't want to release this, but what they did learn was the majority of Cook County deaths that have come from COVID-19, as they call it, 92% of them had one or more comorbidities, meaning they were going to die of something else, not that. Well, Aunt Mary, I'm glad you didn't die from Chinese Wuhan and that you died of natural causes, and I'm more overjoyed that you lived to be 107 and I got to stay.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Tragedies in the time of the great Chinese Wuhan hoax of 2020. Lost my Aunt Mary, a woman I certainly had just an immense amount of respect for. She got hit in a car accident in 1957. She worked as an assembler at a plant in Indianapolis, Indiana. She was coming home and got plowed by an 18-wheeler. And she had to retire. Well, she went back to work temporarily and retired from, I forget what plant it was, but, and they gave her, you know, a little retirement party and the whole deal. Anyway, she could have probably sued and been a filthy rich woman after that. Got hit in the prime of her life. You know, obviously outlived her husband by many years, never even cared about other men. Just one of those really, just a story you don't hear anymore. For a variety of reasons. Who lives to be 107? Right? Glad. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. But it made me think about the other tragedies that have occurred. All of us have some sort of tragedy. Whether you didn't get to go to a person's wedding, or you didn't get to go to their funeral, or you didn't get to go to their graduation. Things that mean something in life. These are the meaningful moments in life. And government says, oh, we'll make it up. We'll make it up to you. Yeah, we're going to eventually get you some stimulus money. This is the Democrats. Now, Trump says we're going to get you back on your feet so you can go out and start enjoying those types of things that make life what it is. But the Democrats, oh, no, no, we're just going to get you money. Stay home. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about voting. We'll do mail-in ballots. Don't worry about graduation. We'll do virtual graduations. What about virtual weddings? What about virtual honeymoons? You know, what else can be virtual? It's got me thinking about all this stuff. Tragedies. So I'm happy to hear of people that are saying, we're fighting back. Mayor Cuomo, he came out and he says, you know what? We're going to open New York City. So he's opening New York City this week, I think Friday or whatever, whatever day. He's opening New York. Good for him. He's had to rethink it. Why? Because people around him are probably opened up. 30 governors said, we're open. We're going, in one form or another, we're going back. Another thing Cuomo did, remember, he was being mentioned to potentially replace Biden in the convention. Now you're not hearing anything, right? Cuomo's not being touted. Cuomo can't be touted. He's under so much controversy in New York. I'm not going to bore you with the details, but every Democrat that's in a powerful position has massive controversy. It's safe to say that. Because they all do the most unscrupulous things to get to that level of power. None of them are squeaky clean. They're not even clean. Forget squeaky clean. Cuomo had to backtrack. He said, you know what, I shouldn't have issued the order to put those coronavirus patients, those Chinese Wuhan patients, into nursing homes. He put the Grim Reaper into nursing homes and killed many, many old people. Now, they were going to die at some point anyway, but he hastened their death. He sped it up. That's what Cuomo did. So now he's backtracking. And I told you guys, they're in a rock and a hard place because Trump said, we're going to open February 1st. Others go, no, we're going to delay it. We're going to delay it until the 15th or the whatever. Okay, well, now, whatever that little bit of wiggle room is, Donald Trump can say, it isn't my fault. You opened it too. You know, because if everybody had opened then, they could have given it to Trump. But if they open later, they're going to say, well, you waited till you thought it was safe. That's all on you. But do you think Trump's really worried? Or do you think maybe he knows, wait a minute, South Dakota, we got the governor up there, a very lovely lady. I know the governor of South Dakota. We have her. She opened. Nothing happened with her. Sweden opened. Nothing's happened with them. You think maybe Trump knows? Just telling you. There was a barber in Michigan. Michigan has a crazy governor, Whitmer. And this barber said, I'm opening. I don't care what you say. And here's a report on it.
And said he could no longer continue to sit at home and not have an income. He opened up a shop, not sure what it would look like, but he said he just needed to get back to work, and work he did. People from all over the state have been driving to come to his shop to get a $15 haircut, some of them driving from several hours away. And so this is not only a big victory for Mr. Mankey, but also for other small businesses. It will be interesting to note, as some people have discussed here, who else will open their doors? What other small businesses will follow in the path of Carl Mankey? So we will continue to follow this story to see if whether the state appeals that decision. We will continue to follow other small businesses. And as always, thank you for following Great Lakes News.
So this barber opened his shop because the courts ruled in favor of this barber. But I guess he opened it and they told him you had to close it. And he said, I'll go to a judge. And the judge ruled in favor of him. And people were driving, she said, hours. And you could hear in the background, boop, 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 all the traffic. That was traffic generated for his shop. I will venture to tell you, most of the people there didn't even go there to get a haircut. They went there to say, here's my $15 to support you for what you're doing. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. We outnumber them in so many ways, and I've made this number. Donald Trump got 63 million legitimate voters, no illegals, legitimate voters in 2016. He'll get $70 million this time. He will break Obama's record for the number of people that vote for a president in this next election cycle. You don't have to believe me. I've given lots of evidence of what's about to happen. And what I want to tell you is I want to thank everybody who can hear my voice, everybody who follows us, whether it's on Facebook, Twitter, whatever social media platform, whether you follow the radio show, whether you hear me on other people's radio stations being interviewed or whatever. I want to thank you guys for paying attention and saying we're fighting back. It isn't fight back as a company. This guy did. This barber did. The lady that had the salon in Texas, she did as well. Two for two. You've got two wins under your belt. What do you think that is? You think that's a sign? Of course it's a sign. It's a sign that people get it. I talked about the two special election wins that Donald Trump, those are Trump wins. Solidifying Wisconsin, congratulations. You know, big deal because he held the number. It wasn't a close race. Democrats didn't pour a ton of money into that race. Why? It was unwinnable. Democrats tried every dirty trick in California, and Martin still won. I mean, Mike Garcia, I think that's his name. He still won. Every dirty trick in the book. There was nothing they could do to win that election. Nothing. Because you've seen enough, and those are signs to you of what's happening all around the country. Forget the polls. Forget all this other stuff. You're getting signs. You have people in defiance, and it begins with you, the individual. I was told, taking my kid to baseball, you're going to have to wear a mask. I'm not wearing your stupid mask. I'm not wearing a mask. I'll go. I'll assess. If it's in the best interest of my son, I may do, you know, make an exception on something. But I'm not wearing a mask. I'm not going to do anything that perpetuates craziness of the left.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. It seems with each passing day, doctors are learning more and more about the new coronavirus. It was once believed that children showed only mild effects from it. But Dr. Rob Sanders at the University Health System of San Antonio says they've now been seeing pediatric patients with rashes and frostbite-like symptoms in their feet.
The inflammation that occurs in our immune system's kind of having a very strong reaction to this virus and causing problems in a lot of different organ systems.
The U.S. House is preparing to vote on a massive new stimulus bill that has a very uncertain future. The roughly $3 trillion Democratic bill would provide more money for cash-strapped state and local governments, rent and mortgage relief, and hazard pay for frontline workers, as well as expanded mail-in voting. The Senate's unlikely to take it up, and the president says he'd veto it. This is USA Radio News. A brand new poll finds more and more Americans are leaving their homes in recent days, and fewer are practicing social distancing when they do. This latest Gallup poll just issued shows 58% of people surveyed say they are completely or mostly isolating themselves, but that's down from 75% who said they were self-isolating in early April, and down from 68% in late April. Top government health official Dr. Rick Bright testifying yesterday that Americans aren't doing enough to stop the spread of the coronavirus, but the White House press chief, Kayleigh McEnany, says that leaves the White House confused.
It sounds like he hasn't been paying attention when he suggests that Americans should social distance and wash their hands. These are all things we've said millions of times probably at this point.
Damage assessments underway after a strong earthquake hit Nevada early today. The 6.5 magnitude centered about 200 miles northwest of Las Vegas. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up with these lunatic leftists? These tyrannical governors? These tyrannical... What else can I call them? They're tyrants. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. What's up with these people? L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti. We're not moving beyond COVID-19. We're learning to live with it. And he says, we will not be completely open until we have a cure. Really? That is amazing to me. And he goes on, sure, I think we have to recognize that we're not moving beyond COVID-19. We're learning to live with it. It is important not to overreact, but it is important to take serious, he should have said seriously, because it is as dangerous today as the first day it arrived in our cities and our country. So quite frankly, there's no so-called open state or open country that doesn't continue to have health orders telling us to cover our faces, physically distance. By the way, this guy says you need to wear a mask when you leave your house. Democrats want to have set a whole new standard for how we deal with this particular disease, but this is not what this is about, people. This is about control. And I'm glad to see people pushing back. Those are the real heroes, the people opening their stores. 60 people, I don't know what their businesses were in L.A., said, we're opening. Now, they're getting fined and all this, and I don't know what's going to happen in California because it's a whole new set of rules out there. Common sense doesn't play a role in anything that California does. But let me tell you, this is a deadly, dangerous slope that we are on with these leftists. Look at any of the battleground states. Look, I'm going to tell you right now, because I want to give you a ray of hope. It's all going to backfire on them. It's going to backfire. Garcetti in L.A., he doesn't even understand what just happened to him. And with the respect to the California 25, I'm talking of the special election that was held in California in the 25th district, and a Republican upset the Democrat there. I'm going to talk more about that a little later in the broadcast. We start talking about polling. But I want to talk about these Gestapos and what they're doing, and it's already starting to backfire. There have been multiple recalls. Petitions for recalls of Democrat governors. It's not going to go well for them. And if you're really looking at the numbers, and I know Democrats hate understanding real poll numbers, but if they're really looking at the numbers, They have to understand they've lost a lot of ground. They've lost ground because they've lost credibility. Democrats, if you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, and I happen to be Kevin Jackson, if you're listening to me, understand this. You do not outnumber us. You have lost a lot of ground. Your party has zero credibility. We're on to you. We're on to what you did with the stimulus money around this so-called pandemic. We've given out, I don't know how many, $4 trillion, and Nancy Pelosi wants to give out another $3 trillion. And in this case, she's saying, we're going to protect the illegals. We're going to protect these illegals, mostly of Hispanic origin, mostly from Mexico. And we're also going to give protection to the employers who hire illegal. She's willing to break the law in order to give money to illegals and protection for their jobs and those who would dare give them jobs. And get this, in a time when supposedly 33 million Americans are now looking for jobs. She says, we need them in our critical infrastructure jobs like roads and bridges and things. These are good jobs. I don't even know if these people see how antithetical they are. First of all, they call American jobs non-essential. I don't know what you do for a living. You're a hairdresser, you're a nail tech, you're a restaurant owner or whatever. You're non-essential? But some Hispanic that's out there picking, you know, grapes or something, that is essential. I don't need any grapes. I like them, but I don't have to have them. Or maybe they are doing one of these better paying jobs. You're telling me we don't have anybody in America that's willing to do that? I believe we do. I believe that before, if you wanted to even give some sort of, let's just use jobs as an example. You say, hey, we got a job and Americans don't want to do it. Prove it. Run that job thing and say, only Americans, you know, apply today and you get the job. And tell me that most of these jobs wouldn't be filled by Americans. I don't believe that Americans don't want to work. I don't believe that. Despite the government wanting to give away money, I'm talking about mostly these Democrats giving away money. I still believe most Americans want to work. But what most disturbed me, about this Garcetti thing was what he said about schools. He says, Stephanopoulos asked him, do you have a sense of where you're going to be in September? He says, we hear that the California State University system is saying they're not going to have class on campus. What are you expecting in L.A. and for your schools? And here's what he says. I hope for our K-12 schools that we have some sense of opening, but it won't be in the way that we've known in the past. It may be fewer days in the week. It may be staggered because we have to maintain that physical distance. We have to make sure for our vulnerable children. Some of them won't be able to go back to school for some time. If you want to understand, Democrats want a dumb population, this is it. This is a great thing for them to do. They're going to stagger it. Hey, are parents going to stagger work? How's that going to work out? And, oh, it's going to be fewer days a week. Okay, great. Who's going to absorb all the child care that has to occur while parents work? We're going to stagger it. They want to see this economy fail, folks. He says, look, we have to tell the hard truths and protect our people. At the same time, we have to take steps forward. For example, this past evening, we opened our trails. We have retail for curbside pickup. We'll see that expanded. And some of the active recreation on our beaches this coming weekend, those are important. We've never been fully closed. We've never been completely open until we have a cure. He says, we'll never be completely open until we have a cure. A cure. Like, do you need a cure for the flu? The various variations of the flu? Do you need that? They've never needed it before. Somebody made the comment, oh, well, they shut down during the Spanish flu. Go look at the numbers for the Spanish flu. And they didn't do a nationwide shutdown. It was a selective shutdown. If you've got an epicenter, and you say, boy, we have a huge outbreak here, and you want to cordon off a part of the city or something, because it's like looking for a criminal. You know, somebody's escaped custody. Oh, he escaped out of San Quentin. There's three people that have escaped. Let's shut down the country. No, you close off a certain area, you put people on alert, and you say, here you are. You don't shut down a country. There were many places in this country that had not an ounce. There were so few COVID, they didn't even know what it was. Chinese Wuhan, what? Yet we shut down the entire country. That should never be able to happen again. It should be done judiciously. In this area, we're going to be very careful here. We're going to, you know, make sure that we're going to limit travel in and out of these, whatever. If you've got to, and by the way, that's mostly going to happen in cities. You want to be inconvenienced? It's like living in D.C. You know what happens? They shut down everything so the presidential motorcade can go through. If the president flies in, they shut down arteries and make sure things are okay for that period of time. I get it. We've had to deal with that. But should we have to deal with a massive shutdown because the president's landing in Philadelphia? Of course not. And, oh, Kevin, that's not a real comparison. It is a comparison. The number of people that go look across the country and tell me where the epicenters were of this Chinese Wuhan virus, and that's where you should react. Don't react anywhere else. That's how you do it. And God bless our sheriffs. These guys in Virginia, the governor gave a shutdown order, and the sheriff said, you know what? Screw you. Not going to do it. Culpeper County Sheriff Scott Jenkins announced that he would not enforce Northam's partial lockdown order, which has already been rolled back for much of the state. He says heads of law enforcement agencies in the Rappahannock Health District were contacted by the district health director. The purpose was to request assistance on enforcement of Governor Northam's Executive Order 61. He says, my response to that request is we will not trample the constitutional freedoms of our citizens to enforce an edict of the governor. I do not speak for any of the other jurisdictions in the health district, but he says we won't do it. And there are many sheriffs. Folks, take a minute. When you find a sheriff like that, send him a note of appreciation. Let him know we respect you for doing the right thing, for honoring the Constitution. You can't stop people from life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness if they're not infringing on anybody. Oh, COVID, Chinese Wuhan does. No, it doesn't. No more than the common cold, no more than the flu, no more than anything else, no more than car wrecks. Let's start living our lives.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils,
But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Radio show
con Kevino Jacksones.
I want to shift gears a little bit and talk about, I mean, it's all interrelated when you talk about politics in general. To me, all these stories, either metaphorically or symbolically in some kind of way, they all represent the same thing. They represent a group of people who do not care about your rights, who have a two-tier system of justice for themselves. They are always scheming to get your money. They do not believe in the public good. And I could go on. And those would be the lecherous leftists, the lying skanks known as Democrats, progressives, or whatever they choose to call themselves. And you can recognize them easily. They're easy to recognize. It's like a buddy of mine, he was saying, Kevin, he goes, man, he goes, you know me. because we've known each other for years. I'm not racial at all. He goes, I call a spade a spade. And he, this guy will use, he's an Italian guy, and he goes, oh, you know, he derogatory terms on any racial group specific to them. Like, if you're a bad, you know, Italian, he'll call you that. There's always a word for somebody bad within a culture. And he has, I don't care what you think of me. This is what I say. And he's that way. And he goes, you know my litmus test for blacks? I go, what is it? He goes, I know if you're good or not. If you follow Sharpton or Jackson, if you go, man, I was listening to Al Sharpton, I go, okay, I know exactly who you are. You're a worthless piece of crap. If you go, man, Al Sharpton ain't never influenced me, then he goes, I already automatically know. You're the type of person I can hang out with. And he went on to tell me, he says, Kevin, he goes, you want to see cultural differential? You want to see diversity? He goes, give me a black guy from Alabama and a black guy from New York. I'll show you diversity. I'll show you two guys that have no clue how to be around one another. He goes, that show me that. He goes, but show me a white dude from New York and a black dude from New York, and I'll show you two guys that culturally are the same. And he made a valid argument. Valid argument. What do you think a person from New York, a white person, thinks of a white person from Tennessee? Do you think that they see each other? Oh, yeah, man, that's my bro down there. That's my boy. No, they look at him and like, you mean that hillbilly, that country bumpkin? And the guy from Tennessee's like, you talking about that Yankee? They have nothing cultural in common. They are as far separated as the so-called black-white divide. And it was a great conversation that one of my friends, he talked to me last night, and it was amazing. I mean, he's exactly right. But anyway, I want to shift gears because I want to talk about this polling. Democrats love to sell their polling. And it's tough to sell their polling. Nobody's really buying their polling. This kind of stopped at the end of 2016 when everybody had Hillary Clinton winning and she got her butt kicked. But you have to admire the tenacity of the party of lynching of Negroes, because selling Biden is fraught with all kinds of problems. Right? You can't just sell Joe Biden. The creepy former VP has a lot of baggage. And the thing is, it's not baggage that's in his closet. He's got it with him. I mean, he's walking along with it, and he's got a crate, you know, one of those supermarket deals where the flat ones that you put stuff on when you're going to, you know, Home Depot or Lowe's or something like that. Yeah, he's got one of those. That's how much baggage Joe has, and it's stacked up to the top. He's a serial liar. There is nothing about this man's resume is so full of lies, it's ridiculous. So he's a serial liar. He's a creepy guy. I mean, he's a sexual predator. There's no question about that for me. You may question it. That's fine. But for me, there's not. It's not even like Joe hides it. Sexual predator. But he's also a co-conspirator in trying to take down Donald Trump. That is not something that's easily sellable. But Biden's all the Democrats have, at least for now, because let's face it, he's still not a shoo-in. It's funny to me, you look at any writings that are happening for Joe Biden, and they sometimes they'll call him the presumptive Democrat nominee. But they don't say the Democrat nominee. They say the presumptive Democrat nominee. I don't know how they handled Trump at the end of his deal, but I'm pretty much positive they were saying the Republican nominee, not presumptive. Biden is presumptive still. Anyway, they got to convince, the Democrats do, they got to convince you and me that a brain-damaged Democrat is better than a proven president. And here's a CNN poll. Fake news poll has Joe Biden leading President Trump by 5 points nationally. And I saw that and went, yeah, yeah. And crack hoes make excellent wives. Mm-hmm. Interestingly, CNN tries to sell this poll by giving Republicans a ray of hope. And they give the president an edge in key battleground states. So according to the poll, they say 52% favor Trump in the battleground states to 45% who choose Biden. And they gave 15 battleground states. So let's say Trump's winning in all the battleground states, those 15, by the 7 points or so that they say. Are you kidding? That's game over. You want to know the states? Michigan, Nevada, New Mexico, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Virginia, Wisconsin, Georgia, Florida, Colorado, and Arizona. And there were others that were meaningless. But really, you can't win the presidency unless you win at least three of those states. But they want you to believe Joe Biden's the leader. But there's more bad news for Donald Trump because, as I said, 51% of the people back Captain Demento and only 46 back President Trump. Now, if you believe that a hunkered down Biden now polls nationally ahead of President Trump, I'll play along because this next bit of information should make you really take pause. Now, in this poll, they say both Democrats and Republicans are firmly dug in behind their candidates. And they say 95% of Democrats back Biden and the same percentage of Republicans back Trump. So in other words, they're neck and neck in party support. That's what this poll said, this CNN poll. I'm just going to let you stew on that for a minute. Do you believe that the Republicans are more solidly behind Trump or the Democrats are more solidly behind Biden? I'll let you figure it out. But I will give you this bit of information. The Rasmussen poll that was released on in around the same time frame, maybe even on the very same day, they find that 54% of likely Democrats are satisfied with Biden as their candidate. 28% believe the party should find somebody else. 18% were undecided. 46% either said, we need somebody else, or we don't know. 54%. Now, that is a far cry from 95%. For those of you who maybe don't have the background in math that I have, that's a 41% differential. Okay? With Donald Trump, there is no differential. We are solidly behind him. Solidly. Maybe we weren't in 2016, but Donald Trump has demonstrated enough to us for us to get solidly behind him. 92% of Democrats, they say, will likely vote for Biden if he's the nominee. 77% of the 92 said they are very likely to vote for him, and the rest of that percentage, which happens to be 15% for those doing the math, said, I might vote for him. 8% apparently said, I ain't voting for him. Now, if that amount shifts over to Trump, Biden's already in trouble. If any percentage of the slightly likely change their mind of that 15%, Biden's in trouble. And if you think that you're going to sell me on the idea that the Bernie or bust crowd is going to vote for Biden, I beg to differ. I beg to differ that there were many of those candidates who ran against Biden of the 20-something candidates, largest political presidential field in political history, are going to vote for Biden. I beg to differ. I don't think Joe Biden has solidified any part of his base. I believe young women are going, who's this old fart? I believe young men are going, I'd rather vote for the billionaire with the trophy wife. I believe black people are saying, you know what, we've seen enough. We need to go vote over here. When you get guys like Diddy, the rapper, saying, hey, y'all ain't just going to get our vote, and he's talking specifically to Democrats, you're seeing a movement. I'm even starting to see things like, the black vote is not as secure for Trump as we thought. Which tells me, if the media is telling me that, the black vote has gotten more secure. I know we're certainly doing our part by addressing criminal justice reform and school choice and other things that are important to black folks. Well, anyway, keep your eye on the ball, folks. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.